When you look at the Medicine Bow National Forest in southern Wyoming, you see patches of brown, casualties of bark beetles, bugs that kill trees. Even though it's been over 5 years since the epidemic peaked, the forest is still full of these dead trees. The Forest Service has created a proposal to help clean up these areas more efficiently. But as Wyoming Public Radio's Alana Elder reports, not everyone agrees on how to do that.
We're the opponents out here, so you see that first.
Joy and Dwayne Cowan are greeting people as they walk into the Forest Service's open house in Laramie. They've set up a card table outside the building and weighted stacks of pamphlets with rocks to cope with the wind. Their mission is to get people to oppose the Landscape Vegetation Analysis, or LAVA, a project that will enable the Forest Service to cut, thin, or burn up to 360,000 acres of forest land over 10 to 15 years. Dwayne Cowan is so vehemently opposed to that idea that he says the cause brought him out of retirement. But he tells me it's not that he's against logging.
I logged in this forest. I worked for the Forest Service. I could saw logs, and I went up there and worked 12 hours a day for 3 months, and I got out of debt.
Both Cowans are retired scientists, teachers, and conservationists. Their problem with this project is that they think the area slated for treatment is too big, with too much uncertainty. Dwayne Cowan says the same goes for the roads the Forest Service will have to build to get to all of those trees.
We're especially disturbed with 600 miles of road, and they're asking us to okay that without even knowing where they're going to be.
The roads in the proposal would be temporary. The Forest Service would close them once the work was finished. But Cowan says, in his experience, there are no guarantees they'll be able to recover roads that are big enough for trucks. There's a lot the Cowans and other conservationists don't like about what's happening. It started this past summer when there was a public meeting the Cowans didn't hear about. They said the agency didn't do enough to notify people and started a petition to get the Forest Service to take a step back. But the whole point of the LAVA project is that the Forest Service is trying to work more quickly to clear beetle kill out of parts of the forest. For their part, officials from the agency say they did notify the public about the summer meeting. Tonight, they've invited people to what they're calling a public check-in. Inside, it looks like a science fair, with local officials poised in front of poster boards and people shuffling around the room. There's a decent turnout. Tony Hawk of the Laramie River Conservation District is helping explain the LAVA project to visitors.
The crux of it is that chart right there. 95,000 acres that could be clear cut, 165,000 that could be selectively thinned, and then the last 100,000 could be things like prescribed fire.
There are several reasons the Forest Service wants to do something about beetle kill trees and fast. District Ranger Frank Romero says they can sometimes be used for timber, but
we have a short window for the marketability of utilizing the logs that we have right now.
Fire is another concern.
It can come through and burn down all this dead and down material.
And water infrastructure is another reason the Forest Service says they need to do more work in the forest. Cheyenne gets its drinking water from two reservoirs in the National Forest, and water managers worry that a fire would leave soil exposed, freeing up sediment to erode dams and clog pipes. The Laramie River Conservation District's Hawk, who was presenting to visitors earlier, says what he's heard from most people is that they just want to see something done.
As someone who recreates up there, you can't even move around.
Dr. Daniel Tinker is a University of Wyoming botanist who researches fire and disease ecology in the Medicine Bow National Forest. He can understand why people would look at a messy forest with dead trees and worry, but his research has taught him that widespread cutting or thinning isn't necessary.
I think the forests are pretty resilient already. We're getting a lot more other species, conifer species, subalpine fir and Engelmann spruce and aspen even coming in. So the stands themselves, some of them, not all of them, but many of them are becoming a lot more diverse in their composition.
More diversity means the forest has a better chance of withstanding a future beetle outbreak. And when it comes to fire studies, they haven't consistently shown that beetle kill leads to more severe fires. When trees are in red stage and covered in those explosive-looking needles, it's true. But when they're dead standing or fallen,
there's far from agreement.
He tells me about a review paper he read recently, which went through 40 studies trying to understand how beetle kill impacts fire risk.
It's pretty much stand by stand and study by study, and the results are pretty diverse.
Tinker says he supports removing threats to human health and safety, trees that are swinging dangerously close to power lines or increasing fire risk near homes. The Forest Service has been doing a lot of that, but he's not sold on the lava project.
A little concerned about trying to treat that many acres, and not sure from reading the document that the science is behind a lot of the reasons that I'm reading for why they want to do the treatments.
The Forest Service plans to release its draft environmental impact statement for the lava project in May. Agency officials say that document will have more details on what they plan to do. At that point, Dr. Tinker, the Cowans, conservationists, and those in favor of the plan will all have another opportunity to give official comment. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Alana Elder.